The way of moving into the sacred consciousness of life is by intention and by taking the time to breathe and allowing yourself to go deeper inside. Ordinarily, we don't know, we're not aware of the depth of perception that we're capable of, because life on the physical plane calls to us to interact with it so quickly that we often, in order to speed things along and to adapt in a practical sense, rise to the surface of ourselves. And so much of what goes on during our days and activities involves operating in a functional way more from the surface of who we are than from the depth. But the point of a sacred consciousness and where humanity is going, where we are all going, is to live from this greater depth of being, which is the truer version of who we are, truer than the surface self, truer than the self that is just interacting with physical or emotional events. And so while on the way, on this journey of discovery, it's important to know that there is a deeper place, and that breathing, even if only for a moment, even if only with a thought, allows you to establish a deeper connection with yourself, and from that place, to interact with the rest of life. In the course of time, and in the course of separation from our holy selves, the ego has come to be dominant in our consciousness, and what that does is creates the feeling, the perception, that we're alone with our own particular problems and dilemmas, and that we have to figure things out, on the mental level especially, we have to figure things out. And so there arises then a separation in our minds between practical ordinary life and sacred spiritual life. We operate as if we are two people, one operating within a practical context and the other operating, when we arrive at that place, in relationship to God and the holy. But this is a function of history, our personal and collective history. It's a function of where we have been and what we have come to believe is necessary. So I would like you to consider that there is nothing that is too small or too practical to invite God into, God's presence into. There is nothing that has to go so quickly that you can't know that you're doing it from the deeper part of yourself, from the part that connects with your own wisdom, your own truth, rather than from a reflex reaction to what seems like it's needed in the moment. Emotional life plays a great part in how we rise to the surface of ourselves, primarily through the creation of anxiety. Anxiety says, I have to respond fast, and I have to protect myself, and I have to take care of things on my own. That's what anxiety says. Peace says something different. Peace says there is a place of wholeness, of the deeper self, that can integrate everything within a sacred context. Everything. There would be nothing that would be left out of that. No task that would be too mundane. No conversation that would be too insignificant. In fact, in the area of conversations is a particular place where we really have the choice of talking and being with other people in our own sacred consciousness or not. Because we can do that, especially with others, independently of what anybody else is doing. We can choose to love another soul, whether they recognize themselves as souls or not. We can choose to be forgiving, whether we're being forgiven or not, or whether we're being dealt with impatiently or not. These choices especially come up in relation to other souls, because our interaction with other human beings, and for most of us, or for many of us, with non-human life as well, although that may be more difficult for some, to feel the love that outflows when you recognize another as a soul, and how that changes the conversation independently of how the other is acting towards you. Now, what would be needed in order to do that? What I'm speaking of is what's needed: the willingness and hopefulness to know that there's a way of wholeness that integrates the practical and the spiritual. There's a way of wholeness that makes it possible to operate as a soul in all contexts, independently of what other people are believing or doing. It has to do with how you hold yourself, who you believe yourself to be. Fear comes into play here on many levels, and we're so accustomed to fear. We can call it anxiety, but anxiety is a milder version for some of fear. We feel fear of being rejected. We feel fear of looking foolish. We feel fear of making a mistake. We feel fear of being different, of being isolated. These are the fears that are being carried on the human level that create a reluctance to act as a force for sacred consciousness in the world when it is not met by the resonance of vibration, content, and response from someone else. Those are the anxieties that get created. But, beloved ones, this is what we're here to do. We are here to learn how to do this, to operate from the place of wholeness in ourselves, so that life does not get separated into the practical and the spiritual, and we do not have separate periods of meditation where we feel deeply connected with ourselves and with the holy, and then leave and get busy and forget ourselves and become anxious, and you know the rest of that. That is where humanity has been, and not where humanity is going. When you become sensitive to your own depth, then you can notice yourself and where you are. You can hear it in the way you sound, the way you speak. You can feel it in your breath, and whether your breathing is shallow or deep. And most especially, you can feel it when you ask yourself, where is your heart? Where is your love? Where are the deeper emotions of feeling love for life, for God, for souls, for creation? And if you can't find those things, because it's become habitual to separate into two parts, then even more so do you need to put the two parts together and find the time during the day, multiple times during the day, or however it works within your own daily life, to put the two things together so that you're not dividing yourself into two parts, so that you are a unified being, here to celebrate and to reflect and embody God's life on earth. Not just while you're here with others desiring to speak of sacred things, but while you are going shopping for food, or taking care of children, or driving, or speaking on the telephone, answering email, doing whatever you do at work. Is the time to remember that God can be present with you in all things that you're doing. And for some, perhaps for most, there needs to be a breath, a slowing down that creates a space so that you allow yourself to remember. Before you walk into a room, before you pick up a telephone to speak to someone, you can breathe and say a short prayer that God be with you and that you feel your own heart during this conversation. Before you enter anything, you can do that. It's a way of integrating your life so that it becomes a seamless whole. Most of us, with the best of intentions, find that we get lost from time to time because of the pulls of having to react quickly to events, and because we are polarized, that is, our energy is concentrated because of our history and what we're used to, it's concentrated on the mental level. So we have to think about what to do because we're not connected enough with our deeper sense of trust being embedded in divine flow. We're not connected enough with that. So we have to think quickly about what to do, or how to be, how to respond. If the way we're open and the way is becoming open, this is the wonder of this time that we're in. The increase in light that's present on the earth is opening the way for every single life form that's embodied. It's opening the way to feel your heart more, your heart connected with your soul more. Every single embodied living being has a way that's more open now to be more connected with their deeper self, which is the soul, and the messages of the soul coming through the heart. So the way is more open, but our habitual ways of responding to life create the same patterns of mental focus, feeling alone, needing to figure things out, operating quickly, rather than taking a breath and feeling more deeply embedded within ourselves. All those are reflex reactions to one primary thing, the history of separation, so that we no longer intuitively recognize ourselves. And I mean experientially, we can think this as a thought, and I'm sure you do think this, or we wouldn't be together in this moment. We can think that we are sacred beings, but in the moment of experience, to experience yourself that way requires trust that the divine imprint, the divine being in you, can know better how to operate in the world than the mental focus that creates the reflex reaction to operate out of anxiety. We have, in the course of our collective and personal history, lost contact with a part of ourselves that is meant to guide us in every action, in every moment, in every decision. In every one, the part of ourselves that is the sacred and holy portion of the divine that we carry. And we know this, but the history of feeling alone with our own problems creates the feeling in the pressure of the moment to separate and operate out of anxiety and a feeling of aloneness rather than a feeling of embeddedness. And this is the new paradigm. This is the new consciousness. And I am inviting you to open yourselves to it in every situation. The feeling and knowing and experiencing of embeddedness. You are in something. You are not looking at something or regarding it from far away. You are in it, in sacred reality. But your consciousness has a history of not believing that. And so, in the moment, you may not look for that, or you may wonder how to feel that. Whether you feel it or not, you are embedded like a child wrapped in a blanket. You are embedded in sacred reality. And while a blanket can be removed, the sacred reality that you are in cannot be removed. You are in it because it's how you were created as a soul. Each of you knows how you make decisions during the day, because for every person, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of decisions that get made moment to moment about what you pay attention to. Every day is like that. We're making decisions all day in every moment about what to pay attention to. So the choice is yours, beloved ones, to think whether it's important enough to make the choice to breathe instead of doing the next thing, to make the choice for a moment of silence instead of doing the next thing, to make the choice to say a prayer with words, without words, before you pick up your cell phone. That is your choice. The sacred reality that you are embedded in will never leave you, whatever choice you make. But your consciousness of it will be enhanced or diminished by the choices you make. And these choices go on all day. And so if 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 4 hours go by and you haven't remembered to breathe, consciously breathe. I am part of God. I am a holy being. I am breathing in the breath of life. That's what I mean by breathe, breathing in the breath of life. So if you haven't remembered for 4 hours, then in the next hour, remember. Take a minute to be silent. Be with yourself instead of doing the next thing. This is the way to reintegrate into your own wholeness, to remove the illusion of separation, and to recognize the seamlessness and unity of a sacred life. May all beings come to recognize this envelope of holiness and light and love that surrounds them. May all separation come to an end in the presence of greater light, God's divine and holy presence on the earth. May all that separation has given rise to in the way of many feeling alone, without help, without resources, without support, vanish in the light of a new day. May all beings be blessed. Thank you for being with me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.